next. All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do, right, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Now, look, to be fair and to be honest and forthcoming, transparent, I'm not necessarily able to actually find a whole lot of information or a location as to where this setting the bar happened, or any information from an actual police department.
You just kind of saw like a post?
Yeah, so you might want to take this with a grain of salt. However, if you can manage to make it through the day without filling up your ex's gas tank with a whole bunch of Skittles, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a unique retaliation.
Right. So,
and wasting a lot of tasty Skittles.
Well, no, not exactly.
Oh. Okay.
Let me explain, because there is a report that a young woman was busted after she got caught filling up her ex-boyfriend's gas tank with Coke Zero and pre-sucked Skittles.
How do we know they're pre-sucked?
Well, because they...
couldn't the Coke Zero have, like, eaten off the colored coating?
Could have. Maybe they caught her red-handed as she was popping them out of her mouth and then popping them into the thing.
That's fantastic.
Again, I don't
have a lot of work.
I don't have a whole ton of information on this story.
I mean, this sounds like it's like some time invested sitting there at the scene of the crime doing this.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what? If you love Skittles and you're thinking you want to really get back at an ex, I mean, I think Coke Zero would probably do the trick. Maybe she was trying for some sort of like Coke and Mentos sort of thing. You know, that whole like, if you put Mentos in a bottle of Coke or something, yeah, it explodes.
Right.
Maybe she was hoping for that.
You know what? And property damage is always a really great method to try to win someone back or prove that, you know, they made a mistake letting you go.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So
let's
again,
destroy some property.
This might,
you'll see.
This might actually not even be a thing. However, I thought it was very unique. So regardless, if this was in your brain to do,
don't do it.
Yeah, it's a setting the bar story nonetheless. If you can manage to make it through the day without filling up your ex's gas tank with Coke Zero and pre-sucked Skittles,
yeah,
then you're doing okay.
Yeah, they're gonna want to talk to you about that, yeah, if it's true, and you'll be in trouble, even worse trouble than just getting dumped.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.
Okay.